You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
What's the matter? What you crying for?
Daddy's gonna kill Ralphie!
Holiday hoopy waddy.
You know, I don't tell many people this, but Christmas is just about my favorite time. Ever since I was a little kid, I always felt like it was my own personal holiday.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Sean. And actually, this is a three-week podcast because on a weekly basis, there isn't much to really fill out this whole podcast. I mean, the intro and outro would be more than what I would be talking about. So I decided to do a three-week podcast. But remember, you can keep yourself up to date by going to christmaspodcast.com. I update the website there almost on a daily basis, so you can get those podcast episodes quicker than by listening to this. You can also subscribe to Christmas Podcast Podcast wherever you're listening to this. Keep yourself up to date that way also. Now, let's get you caught up in the episodes that dropped in the past 3 weeks.
Ow! Son of a nutcracker!
Here are the new episodes that dropped the weeks of December 31st through January 20th. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on December 31st titled George Thorogood's New Year's Eve Party. It's New Year's Eve, so that means it's time to put on George Thorogood's New Year's Eve party. The slide guitarist uses his penchant for boogie-woogie rhythms to good use in this up-tempo rock and roll jam. Sax, you know it. Gravelly vocals, of course. Seamless segue into Auld Lang Syne, the smoothest. So grab your champagne glasses, toast the new year, and fall into this episode. Weird Christmas Podcast, an episode on December 31st titled 2022 Weird Christmas Flash Fiction Contest, 5th Annual Results Show. The best show of the year, 19 stories of Christmas weirdness from the annual Weird Christmas Flash Fiction Contest. Please visit weirdchristmas.com to get information on the authors and to read the stories again. TGI Podcast had an episode on January 3rd titled Counting Down to the Best New Christmas Content of 2022. Before jumping headfirst into the new year, Matt decided to take a look back at some of the new Christmas content in 2022, including movies, television episodes, and specials. He counts down his five favorite pieces of Christmas content from the past year, including a couple honorable mentions. Listen as he gushes over some movies, and listen as he critiques one thing in particular that he had high hopes for. Christmas Morning Podcast had an episode on December 4th titled 355 days/50 weeks until Christmas. It's a new year, and Brandon Scott have the music battle results and their special brand of fun. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on January 7th titled 352 days/50 weeks till Christmas. Scott is joined by Shannon for a special Saturday Christmas morning fun time. Tis a podcast, an episode on January 9th titled Violent Night. To kick off 2023 right, Julia, Tom, and Anthony gather to discuss the 2022 action comedy Christmas film, Violent Night. What do they think of David Harbour's turn as jolly old St. Nicholas and how his powers are portrayed? Does the idea of meeting this Santa's Mrs. Claus and elves and seeing his North Pole in a potential sequel excite the hosts? And how did the elves themselves celebrate the 2022 holiday season? Find out the answers to all of these questions and much, much more in this fun-filled episode. Christmas Morning Podcast had an episode on January 11th titled 49 Weeks, 348 Days Until Christmas. The music battles are back and better than ever. Sounds of Christmas Podcast had an episode on January 12th titled Thanks for Everything, Jeff Beck. Ken talks about the legacy of Jeff Beck, who may not have left us much for Christmas music, but he was a legendary artist who did leave us an amazing catalog of music and who worked with and influenced a staggering number of singers and bands. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on January 14th, titled 49 Weeks, 345 Days Until Christmas. Shannon and Scott are back for another great Saturday treat. Closer to Christmas Podcast, an episode on January 15th, titled Christmas Traditions. On the 17th episode of Closer to Christmas, Charlie talks a little about his Christmas 2022, and the main topic is talking about Christmas traditions he did as a kid and currently does. He also goes over some Christmas traditions that were sent in by listeners. Christmas Sessions podcast had an episode on January 16th titled Christmas Blues Finale. Christmas is over, but the countdown is already on for Christmas 2023. Dylan joins CJ and discusses how their Christmas and New Year's went. They also chat about the Christmas blues and even talk a little smack. There's the podcast had an episode on January 16th titled Every Time I See a Christmas Tree, Something Lights Up Inside of Me. My heart is filled with electricity. There's reason to cheer. Christmas is nearly here. Mickey Saves Christmas. Take a trip to the wonderful world of Disney with Julia, Tom, and Anthony to cover the brand new stop-motion animation special, Mickey Saves Christmas. With all three elves being fans of Disney, you'd think this one would be right up their alley. But surprisingly, opinions fall all across the spectrum when it comes to this holiday adventure starring Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Goofy, Donald, and Daisy. Who liked it? Who hated it? What could have been done better? Well, you just have to tune in to find out. Sounds of Christmas podcast, an episode on January 16th titled Christmas Music Wishlist. Ken is joined by Sarah and Kristen with their lists of singers and bands that they wish would put out Christmas music. It should be noted that no one on this podcast has any inside info. This is just a fun wish list of Christmas music they'd like to hear and share with you next season. Behind the Bells podcast, an episode on January 17th titled Violent Night featuring Totally Rad Christmas. A new year means a new season of Behind the Bells. Nicholas is collaborating with Jerry from Totally Rad Christmas podcast to talk about last year's surprising Christmas hit, Violent Night. The two of them talk about the movie that's part Die Hard, part Santa Claus, part Bad Santa, and even a little bit part The Ref. As Stranger Things' Dave Harbour as Santa has to fend off thieves as run by John Leguizamo and save Christmas. They really like the movie and have a lot of fun talking about their favorite moments, favorite kills, speculate on who could play Mrs. Claus, and even spitball their own casting had Violent Night been made in the 80s. Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast, an episode on January 17th titled The Royal Hawaiian Boys Christmas in Hawaii. Scott talks about the Royal Hawaiian Boys' album, Hawaiian Time, Volume 3, Christmas in Hawaii. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on January 18th, titled 48 Weeks, 341 Days Until Christmas. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode on January 19th, titled He Warned Me That He Had AT&T. This is your post-Christmas wellness check. It's totally normal to feel a bit of post-Christmas blues after the holiday season is over. It can be tough to say goodbye to the special time of year and the joy it brings. But don't worry, there are many things that you can do to help lift your spirits. Todd has a few ideas: spending quality time with friends and family, taking a break from your regular routine and trying something new, or simply taking some time to relax and focus on what you want to accomplish this coming year. Also, he calls a few of his Christmas podcast friends for a post-Christmas blues wellness check. Chris from Christmas Time in the City podcast, Anthony from Tis the Podcast, CJ from Christmas Sessions podcast, Art from A Cozy Christmas podcast, Jerry from Totally Rad Christmas podcast, Scott from Christmas Morning podcast and Tinsel Tunes podcast, Brian from Christmas Past podcast, and Tim from Can't Wait for Christmas podcast. Planning for Christmas podcast, an episode on January 20th titled Reflecting on Christmas. Welcome to Kim's reboot episode of Planning for Christmas. In this episode, you will learn how reflecting on last Christmas can help you plan for the upcoming year, why it is important to keep your holiday gift wrap handy, and how you can incorporate Christmas traditions into other minor holidays.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
That's going to wrap it up for this weekly podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com. You can review any or all the podcasts we have there. We have the links to the podcasts. You can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. And you have links to get a hold of me to let me know what you would like me to listen to or what you would like to hear on the podcast. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast. Remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.